Saratoga Garage Door Solutions. This is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. Good morning. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Nadine. How are you doing?
Good, good. How was your Christmas?
It was good. We had a good time. How about yourself?
Awesome. It was good, quiet.
Ours was too. That's perfect, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I just feel like I'm off on my days. But I was giving you a call because, you know, we attempted the address with putting the trailer part of it, and it's just not accepting it. So they said, is there another address that you can use so that way they can create that profile?
That is, I don't understand. What address did we use when we did the, I guess I did that part of
it. It's the same address, the 704 Saratoga Road. So we tried it with the number 2, and then when I spoke with you, you said try the trailer, right? Trailer 2. They tried that, and it's not taking it. They even talked with the Google rep. So the Google rep said, yeah, they're going to have to use a different address for that profile. So I don't know. That's all they told me.
That is really weird, because, like, I was able to get the Google verified.
Right.
Like I thought I used number 2. I don't know. Maybe I used trailer 2. Yeah.
And that's what we did is we tried the trailer 2, how like you said, because I think you said sometimes you've had issues like that, right? So
reason. Whenever I'm filling out forms, it auto-corrects the trailer 2, so I thought maybe it'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. All right. I don't know off the top of my head which one we can use or what I can use for that.
Yeah, and I'm saying, and I would say it's just an address so that way they can create that profile. But here's the thing. That's the same address that's got to show on your insurance. So that means you're going to have to ask your insurance to update it to the address that you're giving us just so that way they can get you approved. I know it's
okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I got to do a little bit of work on that and figure out what I can use and talk to my insurance company and find out what they're going to say about this, because obviously they're going to want to use the location that the business is registered at. I mean, our business is registered
exactly
at this location.
Yeah. So I'm going to meet with them again. In the meantime, if you can find an address, and then I'll touch base with you later today, or you call me to let me know what your insurance said.
Yeah, I'll give them a call and see what's going on, or if they can do that. Like I said, I got to figure out an address, too. I just don't know.
Okay. Yeah, even if it's like a family or anybody, you know what I mean? Just an address, so that way. And remember, still with Google Guaranteed, you can cover any of the areas, right? It's you can't cover certain areas. I mean, you're still able to cover wherever your insurance covers you, okay?
Yeah.
But if you have any questions, just call me back. Yeah, call the insurance and just tell them, listen, I'm trying to get approved for this Google Guarantee, but I have to use a different address. Can you guys just update it to XYZ address on my insurance because it has to match? I've known of others who have done it before, but again, I don't know what kind of insurance company you have and if they're going to be, you know, sticklers about it or whatnot. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm thinking they're going to be. They're going to be like, no, we need to use the one that the business is registered at, type of deal. So like I said, I got to talk to them because that's also, I got to figure out if I can still get all my mail from the insurance here or if it's going to start going somewhere else. If I use a different address with them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kind of just piece it all together so that way.
Yeah.
You know, 2 months down the road, someone's not like, hey, I'm getting all your mail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. We don't want that either. And I would say let it be an address of someone you know, too. You know what I mean? So even if it's an in-law or somebody. And then just get with them, let me know what they say, and then in the meantime, I'll be working with the team, too, to see if there's any other work around it, because I don't, you know, if it's going to cause havoc on your end, I get that, too. Like, you know what I mean? It depends on what your insurance company is going to say. I know in the past, some companies are, like, cool with it, but again, I don't know your insurance company. They might say, no, we want it to be where your business is registered at. You know, I just don't know. So I would say get with them and then figure out an address and see what they see. Okay.
I'll make some phone calls.
All right. And then just keep me updated. And I'll follow up with you, too. If I don't hear back from you, like, within a day or so, I'll just check back in with you just to kind of see what any updates are, okay?
Sounds great. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Uh-huh.